see.
I said, Randolph Majors wanted Brett Waksman, and he got to know him very early because he was interested in fermentation, and particularly at that time when Randolph first knew him, he had a method of making fumaric acid by fermentation. Major thought there'd be an interest in getting into that.
Mm-hmm. This was about when?
Oh, I'd say the early, very early 30s.
I see. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
When Waksman was just professor of microbiology of bacteriology at Rutgers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was an extremely imaginative, able, wonderful scientist, no question about it. Very dedicated, prolific writer, and knew a great deal about soil bacteria, probably the best living, at the time, the best living scientist in the soil. And probably even since that time, no one approaches what he was as a giant in that particular field. He had a knack of finding things, even antibiotics. I think he discovered more antibiotics individually as an individual than any other person, with a possible except for one person in Japan, Omizawa.
How do you spell that?
Omizawa, U-M-E-Z-A-W-A. Is well known in Japanese microbiology. Homeo, H. First name. Homeo, H-O-M-E-O. And he's a wonderful person. Very learned. Did a very learned in the Talmud. Extremely well learned. He came initially from Russia, and he's never forgotten his roots. Not much else I can say about him, except he was a great man.
Mm-hmm. And so he essentially worked in a bacteriology group, and would
that's you, right. Yeah, we collaborated. There's an interesting story there I might mention. We collaborated in streptomycin, and before streptomycin, he was looking for antibiotics. You see, some of his students, like Rainey DuBose, was a student of his.
Oh, okay.
DuBose did discover antibiotics from soil. One of them was tyrothricin. T-Y-R-O-T-H-R-I-C-I-N. And Waksman sort of followed up on that when he saw what was possible. That was also a time when penicillin was being worked on, and publicity came out of penicillin in animals, its effectiveness during infection in animals. So he got into it and said, well, if you want something from the soil, this is what I can do best. And he found a number of different things. He collaborated with us at Merck. We had a
and
contract.
He stayed at Rutgers and
yeah,
collaborated. He stayed at Rutgers, but
oh,
he
yes.
didn't come over to Merck. I
yeah.
see.
Well, it was only 10 or 15 miles apart.
Yeah, right.
Very easy on that. And he screened these organisms, and he found something that looked active in vitro. He'd send the bacteria to us, we'd grow it and try to extract and isolate the component responsible for it. And we did several before that time. I did actinomycin with him.
Mm-hmm.
We had streptothricin, which turned out to be toxic, but streptomycin followed that, which turned out to be very useful in the control of tuberculosis. Now, Merck had a contract with Waksman, which we supplied him with funds and also with materials. We had to make these materials and supply them back to him for his studies. The contract was that we would get exclusive rights to whatever he found. When streptomycin came along and it was active in tuberculosis, George Merck said, you know, this is too important to be controlled by one company, and passed a patent back to Rutgers. So that's where the Waksman Foundation was started. The royalties were given to him, mm-hmm. or given to his institute.
I see.
Today, that's a big operation. Mm-hmm. They get government support too, of course. Mm-hmm. And all the other antibiotics he discovered went to this foundation. So that story is a true one, isn't it, about George Merck giving it back to Rutgers. That was part of George Merck. He used to say, if we discover a cure, we can't patent it. So how can you keep it away from people?
Yeah, yeah.
How can you, you know, charge a lot of money and what's the excuse? You can't do that.
Now, once George Merck stepped down, Merck didn't really continue in the guiding the company.
No, but it's amazing, though. Once you have a top person setting a policy, it's amazing how that continues as a tradition kind of set. I can see it even today. John Horan, who's president of Merck today, he used to work in research, worked for me at the time as a lawyer, but a very wonderful person. He has some of the very same concepts that George Merck had. And I think this is the top man decides really the policy, the ethics, the tradition, everything else of the company. I'm a great believer in that.
Yes. Something occurred to me. Max, what else did you want to talk about? Anything?
Well, I thought I might mention, you might want to take a look at these are seminars that I organize each year.
Sure. Yeah. If you've got a copy of this, we'd like to put that in the
Well, you can take
file.
It.
Sure. You can put that in our file.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I was looking at this set of seminars too. This
yeah, that's it. Right. Yeah.
Is this an extra copy that you've got?
Yeah, you can take this.
Why don't you take that?
I'll just take that and put that in the file as well. That will help us in editing the.
All right.
We better make the point that when we were looking before at the products produced by Merck and those that were checked were those that you had a hand in.
Yeah.
Probably 75% of them were checked, and so
yeah.
that you had a large.
Now you mentioned the publication list.
Yeah, I wanted to take that along.
Yeah, what I'd like to do, just go through glancing.
Okay, sure.
Which are the important ones?
Sure. Yeah.
You asked me that question in your letter. Well, supposing you pass this one, and you and I will look at this and take this. I have one these checked with single marks or double marks. The double marks I consider more important, but the check, first check, uncheck, it's important, but not as important as the double mark. But the first one, the first paper ever published, means a lot to me. In other words,
sure.
This is a sentimental value more
right,
than anything
right.
else. I felt. My God, look at me, little me, having a publication.
Right.
Yeah. Then, of course, the Allen, I consider that be a first-rate, good and important publication. The publication Westheimer, I consider quite important, largely because of Westheimer and that. The chemical nature of actinomycin, I mentioned how important the impact it's had on me personally.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I put a double mark on that.
Sure.
Then the sulfoquinoxin, which comes in the next page, page 3. Actually, the riboflavin I put as a single check really ought to be. No, I got the double check on that somewhere. I did a lot of work on the synthesis of amino acids. That's why I checked these things, synthesis of D-L-methionine, for example.
What in fact, prompted the company to get into amino acids? They
well,
that there was going to be
at one time, the thinking was there'd be a place for individual amino acids, plus the fact that there's, you know, when people are debilitated, you feed them albumin, largely for the protein. Mm-hmm. You can feed them amino acids as well. The concept was to make a synthetic mixture of amino acids on that.
Did that ever pay off? Or did that ever happen?
Never paid off. That's right.
You mentioned at one point to me over the phone that you had found a non-alkaloid resolving agent.
Dibenzoyl tartrate. See, Lear, that's one of the papers in here. I didn't check it off, but okay. It's... during the war years, we couldn't find any brucine or quinine, I guess, what we're using. Mm-hmm. It was scarce as hell, obviously. The Japanese had taken over East Indies. Mm-hmm. As a consequence, we had to look for different resolving agents. Pantothenic acid was threatened. And we found tartaric acid, lovely dibenzoyl tartrate. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful resolving agent. Since that time, there's been publications on the general use as resolving agent. Since the vitamin A, I consider quite important. I've got that double checked. The page, top of page 16, with the hydrocortisone synthesis, which I consider rather important.
So you weren't in competition with Surette on the cortisone. You were working two different.
That's right. Now, matter of fact, we went to him at the time and said, we had this, how do you feel about it? We wanted to do this, actually. God bless you, go right ahead. No problem. This hydroxylation on page 8, this is permanganate instead of osmium. And I mentioned this, putting the hydroxyl group in 17th position.
Yes.
It took us off a real serious bind. And then on page 10, we have the synthesis of a pyrazole derivative. This is the most potent anti-inflammatory agent known to man. It's active in gamma microgram quantities. That's why I was interested. I consider that important. The rest of them are speeches, and they're not scientific. And more recently, I've gone into, I think I mentioned it, alpha-aminophosphonic acids. Since I've been at Wesleyan, I've published about 14 or 15 scientific publications. Mm-hmm. Of these, the two important ones are on page 13.
This one is extremely recent. It's right.
Yeah.
Just in press now.
It's in press, right. They said it'd be appearing before the end of the year. Now there's one other publication. Sulfur quinoxidyl, here it is. Page 9, I didn't even check it.
I'll check it here.
Page 3, the...
For the Inventors Award, that was, Holland, the Inventors Hall of Fame business.
Right.
They quoted two things. One was sulfur quinoxidyl, and the other was riboflavin. This is sulfur quinoxidyl, page 3.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've got it now. I've got it checked. Right.
Mm-hmm. And the point was this, that this turned out to be very effective in the control of coccidiosis in poultry. Up to that time, there was a problem. Poultry were coming down with disease, which is a parasitic disease. Sulfur quinoxidyl turned out to be prophylactic as well as a cure. Mm-hmm. And we were able to convince the regulatory agencies that we can put this in poultry feed and prevent the disease. In other words, every bit of feedstuff mm-hmm. had some of this in, mm-hmm. and disease didn't occur. This was really the basis of modern poultry husbandry. Mm-hmm. Up to that time, they try to get a group together of, say, 5,000, poultry in chickens in a pen, for example. If the coccidiosis broke out, the whole flock would go. So this was kind of a very important thing to be done. That technique, sulfur quinoxidyl, is not as important as it used to be. It's still being used. There are better ones now. Mm-hmm. Plus the fact that the resistance built up, these things.
Sure.
The new ones, but they're using it the same way. In other words, we introduced a method by putting it in feedstuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this has made poultry one of the cheaper forms of pork protein.
Mm-hmm. Did the Merck people work with, say, poultry scientists at Rutgers? Or
no, they worked in, this is in Texas, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
The person that first did this test for us was a man in, I forgot the town now, one of the agricultural schools.
College Station, Texas.
I think that's where it was.
Texas A&M.
I think it's one of those.
Yes.
That was many years ago. So this gives you an idea of the riboflavin patent and the other of it. That, incidentally, that award didn't want to tickle my grandson, but it did me, as a matter of fact, because he knows the Hall of Fame for baseball players and stuff.
Right, so you're an inventor, yeah.
Well,
it makes more sense to be an inventor than to be a simple chemist. I know, I was going to ask you about the Tischler Award. How did that come about? The company wanted to reward you in some way?
This was the board of directors conceived the idea of having these awards for people that have done outstanding work in the company. Surratt has one.
Mm-hmm.
I have one. There have probably been about a dozen so far given out. What they did in those days was give $25,000 to a university. You'd make the choice, the recipient would make the choice,
mm-hmm.
and set up some kind of a, either a lecture award or some kind of an award. And I chose Harvard and Tufts. Mm-hmm. I'd broken in between. Today it's been raised to $50,000 on that, but Harvard's done pretty well with their investments. So
yes, I was.
They've done pretty well on that.
Yes, I used to be marvel at the. And, of course, I didn't know who Max Tischler was at the time. I said, my God, well, I wonder who this is. They're bringing all these marvelous lectures in for.
This is very good. I think this is a nice thing that Merck has done.
Yeah.
Pays off in the long run.
Yes, it's really a piece of meat. Anything else?
Well, let me take a look. I made some notes.
Okay, this weekend.
If there's anything else. Here's another list of products that I made just to, it's checked off in there. You don't have to copy that, but it's just, I put that in from the point of view of seeing what I was involved in,
mm-hmm.
the period of time that I was involved. Got those. This is one that is far. Every year I take on, every other year, 15 new freshman advisors, and I'm an advisor for 2 years.
That's the sign that's in front of his office door.
You didn't see that?
No, I didn't see that.
There's a freshman advisor sign.
Oh, I see. No, I didn't see that.
The colorful poster that's there.
Uh-huh.
And this is a great source of enjoyment for me, because you really work with these kids. And I've built up quite a group of students that keep in touch with me that have graduated.
That's right. It's a real reward,
yeah,
too.
It really does. It's marvelous. And every so often they'll come and visit with me and
mm-hmm.
so forth. And both Mrs. Tischler, I get a big kick out of it. And that makes us very happy. I would say, really, our life at Wesleyan has been so marvelous. It's truly a wonderful ending to what I call a very exciting career. I don't know how things could have been nicer.
Max, it's been a real pleasure. It's been very exciting, and
I enjoyed doing it. I just hope we got something out of this.
Oh, I think we've learned a tremendous amount today about
you and the chemical industry and lots of
industrial research in the 20th century.
I want to help you. So I will hear again sometime when you have this put together.
Oh,
as soon as we can get
together. This is the first time I've done this.
All right.
So I'm very anxious to see what it looks like when you get all through.